Penguin Random House Canada presents A Mind Spread Out on the Ground by Alicia Elliott. This is the author. A Mind Spread Out on the Ground. He took his glasses off and rubbed the bridge of his nose the way men in movies do whenever they encounter a particularly vexing woman. "I'm really confused. You need to give me something here. What's making you depressed?" His reaction made me think briefly of residential schools, though at the time I couldn't understand why. Maybe it was the fact that he operated his therapy sessions out of a church. That certainly didn't help. I wasn't sure what to say. Can a metaphor or simile capture depression? It was definitely heavy, but could I really compare it to a weight? Weight in and of itself is not devastating. Depression is. At times it made me short of breath, and at times it had the potential to be deadly. But was it really like drowning? At least with drowning, others could see the flailing limbs and splashing water and know you needed help. Depression could slip in entirely unnoticed and dress itself up as normalcy. So when it finally took hold, others would be so surprised they wouldn't know how to pull you to safety. They'd stand there staring, good-intentioned, but helpless. Empathetic, perhaps, but mute. Or, as in the case of this particularly unqualified therapist, angry and accusing. Not that I necessarily blame them. I've done the same thing. When what was left of my family moved to the res, we lived in a two-bedroom trailer. My sister and I...